You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beautiful mamas. I am really looking forward to sharing today's interview with you. I sat down and spoke with Lindsay McCarthy. She is the author of The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. And this book is sort of a branch off of the original book that was written by Hal Elrod called The Miracle Morning. And that book is really special to me. It was the start of early mornings for me, probably about 3 years ago when we had just moved to Arkansas. It was during a time in my life when I was such a night owl, had a lot of stress and anxiety and just changes coming. It was at a point where I could feel God just pulling me to start the business and get more serious about blogging and turning it into something bigger. And I didn't know how I was going to get all that done with Brian working at his then job and with the kids and homeschooling and being away from all of our friends and family. And I was just kind of lost and wondering why the Lord had brought us out there and what for. And The Miracle Morning plopped right into my lap as I was listening to a podcast where the author, Hal, was interviewed. And so I ordered the book. My mom had said, like, yeah, I've read that book. It's great. You should get it. I ordered the book on Amazon and dove in, and it just really changed everything. It really inspired me. So The Miracle Morning is kind of what started me on my passion for ditching my night owl tendencies and waking up earlier. And by night owl, I mean I was staying up to like 1 or 2 in the morning often. I was like a legit night owl, and it was really unhealthy. And while I still have like nighttime tendencies and I like to kind of stay up, it's more like 10:30 and not like 1:30. So anyway, I just want to encourage you guys. Lindsay is awesome. She wrote this book for parents and families because she was practicing The Miracle Morning and having her children practice it as well. And she's just really taken charge of her mornings for her family, not just herself, which I find fascinating. So I wanted to have her on and share her take on this with you guys in case you wanted to start doing that as well. And after sitting down and speaking with her, I think I'm going to start some Miracle Morning stuff with my kids as well and not keep it just for myself. So I just want to encourage you to listen, to take action, because waking up early is life changing. I always say, and I will always say, if you want to change your entire life in one small change, wake up earlier. And again, as always, my disclaimer when I'm talking about this, if you're in a season of pregnancy or newborns or breastfeeding, sleepless nights, I want to encourage you and just have you know that this is not your time, girl. Your time will come. Those babies will grow up. The pregnancy will be over. And things will shift, and you will know when it is your time to start getting your ish together and kind of systemizing your day better. And if you're in a season like that, it is just not your time, and that's okay. Soak it up. I know it's cliche, but I remember being in that season and I wanted it to end so badly, and I wish that I would have just soaked it up. So I want you guys to know that there's a thing called savers in the Miracle Morning book, as well as the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. And it's basically an acronym for what makes up your morning routine. And it stands, each letter stands for something. Lindsay goes over it. She mentions it a couple times in the beginning in passing, and then I have her go into it in detail for you all. I just want to encourage you. My morning ritual has changed and progressed over the years as I needed it to. It started out with just like straight up hustle. I woke up at 4 in the morning for almost a year, and I worked for a few hours before Brian would go to his job so that I could be present with the kids during the day because we didn't have any babysitters or help. And so, you know, and now it's the opposite. It's very much about self-care and kind of just quieting my soul and focusing on where I want to go and what I want my life and my day to look like before the day even starts. And I like it better now, but there definitely was a season where it needed to be work. And so it's about making it work for you and where you're at right now in your life and who you are as a person. But I love the idea of savers and I love the idea of the specific things that it stands for. So listen with an open mind, and I encourage you to do some journaling maybe after listening to this episode. Jot down what you liked about it, what you don't think would work for you, what you're thinking of doing, and take action on this. So let's dive in. Hi, Lindsay. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today, Allie.
Of course. Okay, so The Miracle Morning is a book that was originally written by Hal Elrod, and you actually met Hal in person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We first heard him speak in 2014 and then we actually met him in 2015.
Okay. And then, so through that meeting, you kind of built a connection and that's how you came to author the Parents and Families version of Miracle Morning, right?
Yeah. So when we met him in 2015, I kind of just went up to him and said, "Hey, Hal, I want to thank you for writing the Miracle Morning. We've been doing it as a family for the past year and it's really made a big impact on our lives." And he was like, "Whoa, your kids do this?" He's like, "My kids don't do it." He's like, "This is cool. Like, tell me more." And so we just kind of got into a conversation about, you know, how we've been teaching our kids pieces of the savers and what they've done over the last year. And I was like, "Actually, my son is here if you want to meet him." And he's like, "Yeah, bring him to breakfast." So we brought our son Tyler to breakfast and he's saying his affirmations to Hal Elrod. He has this little homemade book that we made. And Hal's just like mind blown. He's like, "Can I take pictures of this? Like, I want to feature you guys on something." We're like, "Yeah, totally. Whatever.
You know? Yeah. It's just impressive and sweet that you guys brought your kids into it because, you know, The Miracle Morning is the book that kind of started me. I read it when we had moved to the Midwest and I was starting my business. And before that, I had just been a stay-at-home mom and I got up before my kids, but it wasn't like so intentional. Like I didn't have a bunch of stuff to get done as much as I do now with the business. And so it kind of was the answer for me of like, okay, this is how I can like add length to my day. And I didn't think to bring my kids into it at all. Actually, kind of wouldn't have wanted to at that point because it's like, you just do your thing and I'll do mine. But yeah, I think it's great. Okay. Tell us a little bit, and this might be a little vague, but tell us in your words, like why mornings matter so much, like why it's important to show up for them.
Mm-hmm. Why? I think it just sets the tone for the whole rest of the day. So if you wake up and you're already feeling hurried, that just kind of, that energy takes you throughout the whole day and you never really feel like you catch up. But if you start the day intentionally and say like, "These are the six things that I'm going to do to start my day and get those done," like you already feel so accomplished, you know, like I did those six things and now you just feel like you can take on anything for the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, for sure. And in the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families book, you talk a lot, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, it might even be like a full chapter about the benefits of like taking advantage of your mornings and like what it does for your like psych benefits and like health benefits. Mm-hmm. Like, can you talk to us about, I think those are the things that people get like, "Oh, well, you know, if this will add longevity to my life, then I'll do it," you know?
Exactly. So some of the practices in the Miracle Morning, you know, they include, the acronym is SAVER. So it's mm-hmm. silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. So like I could go through all six of those and tell you all the benefits. But one other thing that Hal suggests is the very first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is drink a big glass of water. And just the benefits of that alone are staggering. You know, it helps your skin. It, you know, hydrates your whole body. So you just have this energy boost from drinking that water. And then if you add exercise to that, you know, then you get that serotonin going, you get your adrenaline pumping. If you add mindfulness or meditation to that, you know, that kind of slows your heart rate down and the health benefits of that alone are incredible. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, once you start adding all these little pieces together, it's kind of this compound effect where you're just like, ready for the day.
Yeah, for sure. And that was my next question about the SAVERS, the acronym of SAVERS for what you're doing in your morning routine. And what I really like about it is that it answers the question, like when you say, this is probably one of the things that I'm sure you get asked a lot is, well, if I get up early, like what do I do though? Like, what should I do with that time? And it is a problem because it's like, there's so much to do and you woke up early, like a lot of the times, especially because of how early I get up, my kids are still asleep. So it's like this almost timer of pressure, like, okay, this is precious time. What do I do with it? And the SAVERS thing really just, it gives a little bit of each thing to where at the end of like an hour, you feel like a different person. You feel ready for your day. So can you go with us one more time through what SAVERS stands for and kind of like an explanation of each thing and like what is the whole deal with SAVERS for people who haven't read the book?
Yeah, so the SAVERS, again, it stands for silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. And you know, I always encourage people play with those and find what order works for you. So like my personal morning, I wake up before my kids a little bit. And I usually try to get my meditation in, so silence, reading, and you know, we encourage read something that's not like a romance novel, but maybe something more for personal development or, you know, something about history that you're really interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, make it learning time, not just like, oh, I'm just gonna read.
Yeah, it's like bettering your mind or bettering your growth, not just for the sake of reading something.
Right. Yeah. And then after I read, I like to journal or scribe, you know, and for our kids, we've kind of adapted the scribing piece to just be anything creative. So they will draw or paint or play with Play-Doh or make up a skit or create an obstacle course in the backyard. Like that one's really wide open for them. And I say, you know, if you play music, if you do something creative, you like to paint, like have that be your journaling time. Like, there's no rules.
Yeah, I like that. And how encouraging, like as a parent, you're encouraging them to be their own person and, you know, journaling, like not everybody likes to journal. Sometimes I find that it stresses people out a little bit to feel the need to journal. But yeah, it could be anything, paint or draw something or yeah, I love that. Especially for little kids. I think it's so expressive for them and what a great way for them to start their day. Yeah. So, okay. So
I didn't finish them all, but do you want
to? Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, affirmations. It's okay. You know, a lot of people kind of get hung up on affirmations, especially adults, because they feel like they're lying to themselves. And, yeah. So, like, Hal kind of has this formula of how to create an affirmation so you don't feel like you're lying to yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's really important the words that you use to put it in, like, the I am form or I am willing to, or I am capable of, or, you know, you can kind of put these starter words in there so you don't feel like you're lying to yourself. Because if you're like dirt poor right now and you're like, I'm a money magnet, like.
Sure. No. And I think it's about changing it to be positive because so often our story, whether conscious or subconscious, is negative and focusing on what's going wrong. And I think, I mean, I got over that for myself and I would just do like typical affirmations that weren't really true right now, but I was like visualizing that happening for me. And so I was okay with it, but I know a lot of people are like, I just feel so weird. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. So yeah, just changing it to be positive. Like, you know, I always like, I don't know where I read this, but somebody once said, I am the type of person who, and like just changing your mindset about yourself, like who makes healthy food choices or whatever it is. I really like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, actually my coach just taught me another way to do it too. And instead of saying like I'm not interested in being a great mom, I'm interested in being the type of mom that, you know, is always there for their kids to celebrate their wins and that they can come to me with any challenge that they have.
Yeah, and that's more specific and helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Okay, so is there any SAVERS left?
So visualization, I love vision boards. So I have like a whole big section in the book about how to create your own vision board. And, you know, for me, there's not a lot of material things on my personal vision board. It's more about what you said, like the affirmations, who I want to be as a person than, you know, the material things that I want.
Yeah. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the point of the visualization part is that our minds are so powerful and what we think about, we tend to get. And so let's use that even just for 5 minutes a day and just visualizing like, what kind of a person do I want to become? What kind of kids do I want to raise? What kind of marriage do I want to have? What legacy do I want to leave behind? And just focusing on that. And when you start every day, like really thinking about that every day, doing that, that's going to have some kind of positive effect. Like that's really powerful.
Totally. Cause yeah, then you're not just on autopilot. Like, oh my gosh, here's my to-do list. I have the million things to do. It's like, no, what am I really trying to create in this life?
And yeah. And I think, I was just going to say, I think too, it can help those mundane day-to-day things fall underneath this like umbrella of like, is this aligning with where I want to go? Like, does this really matter? It can just help the little things like being late to baseball practice or missing it altogether one practice a week or something like that. Like it's okay because in the end, this is what I'm trying to go for and meeting all of these, you know, check marks on my list doesn't really matter in the long run. It's kind of a graceful relief from the stress of the day.
Yeah. Okay. So the last one was just exercise. I save that for last. Some people like to do it first thing in the morning to kind of get their blood pumping and you know, there's a million ways you could exercise. So
yeah.
I like to try to include our kids in our exercise portion because by that time they're usually awake and we just do the 7 minute app. And that's another thing. Like it doesn't have to be this huge long workout, especially first thing in the morning. Like I look at it as the goal is just to get our heart rates up, to get our blood pumping, you know, start releasing those endorphins. So
yeah, you're not doing like P90X or anything.
Especially with the kids. Like, no.
Yeah, totally. And again, that's such a relief to think like, cause when I first was reading the original Miracle Morning and going over the Savers thing, I was thinking like, cause hadn't read the rest of it. I was thinking, what the heck? It's going to be like 5 hours because you think I'm so all or nothing. Like you think exercise, like, okay, so like a 2 mile run, like weights and squats. It's like, it can just be like a 5 minute yoga video or just taking a walk. So yeah, I love that. It's very freeing to just let go of those expectations that we often just have in ourselves and just say, well, if I could just do 7 minutes of something to just get my heart rate up and just get my endorphins flowing and just start the day off positive in this physical way, it's so much less than gotta like meet my weight goals and gotta, you know, freaking yourself out and stressing yourself.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you're barely getting through your days, friend? Does motherhood feel more like a hurricane of chaos that you're just kind of surviving rather than the awesome, joy-filled season that you want it to be? While motherhood is hard, and I'm not going to lie to you about that, and it is servitude and giving to your family from yourself, it doesn't have to be something that we're waiting to be over, something that we're spending counting down the minutes till nap time or bedtime or waiting for the next day to start. If you're wanting to sort through the clutter in your mind, your heart, your home, calendar, health, routines, and relationships, I created Unburdened just for you. It is a guide that will help you go from drowning in a sea of stress and overwhelm to owning your time and living the best version of your motherhood so you can live abundant, well, and intentionally focused on those who matter most. Unburdened is the overwhelmed beginner's guide to a simpler motherhood. In Unburdened, I will walk you through how to stop overcomplicating, procrastinating, and just start making positive changes now, how to declutter just a little bit, not getting super deep into it because you can't handle that when you're this overwhelmed, but just kind of a surface declutter that will get you real results in your house so you can just clean up less, how to declutter toxic relationships in your life and set some good boundaries, how to simplify clean eating, get healthy and feel better finally, how to simplify your calendar, how to start owning your time and not just manage it as life happens to you, how to stop just setting goals and letting them sit there and start actually defining where you want to go and getting there through reverse engineering and goal setting, how to create a cleaning routine that works for you and your life. This course is a mini course. It is small, but it is straightforward and it is everything for the mom who feels like she needs a total overhaul but is too overwhelmed to start. It'll help you simplify the things that have you stuck and leave survival mode behind for good. If this is resonating with you and sounds like you and something that would really help you right now, now, go to bit.ly/getunburdened or click the show notes for this episode and click the link to Unburdened and just check it out. Read about it. See if it sounds good to you. I really poured my heart into this little course and I created it for the mom who's just really wanting to simplify and declutter and pursue a life of less, but she's so burdened and so overwhelmed with the mess of just all the things. It's not just her house. And she wants to sort of simplify on the surface of all the different things in her life so that she can focus on her family more, so that then maybe she can focus more specifically on really, truly purging her entire house. So this sounds like it's for you. I encourage you to check it out. You're probably the person that I created this for, and I want you in there. I want you to have it. I want to help you. So go check it out, bit.ly/getunburdened. Okay, so I want to know, and I know like I kind of dislike getting this question because the days are different in our house, and even the mornings are different and the order is different, but typically what does it look like for you? Like, what time are you waking up? What part of the savers do you do by yourself? And what part of it are the kids doing? And like, how do you get them to do it like separately? Like, how does, just what does it look like in your house?
Right. So my kids are 9 and 5, just so people are clear. So Tyler, our 9-year-old, is very independent. He has a little checklist, a charms tracker that you can actually download online. It's a miraclemorning.com/parents, and you can get a free tracker. We've laminated ours, so then he just uses a dry erase marker and he wipes it clean at the beginning of each week to start over.
Okay.
So he's fully independent on his at 9. And mind you, we've been doing this for 3 years now. So he understands these are the things we do in the morning.
That's great.
Our 5-year-old, on the other hand, she still needs a little encouragement and help with hers. She's great on creativity. We have a little section in our kitchen that's their craft area. There's little drawers with all the stuff that they might need or want for that. Mm-hmm. So typically when she gets up in the morning, she'll come into my room. I'm usually still in bed, actually. I wake up at 6:45.
Okay.
And I start my miracle morning in bed. I meditate in bed, I read in bed, and I'll start to journal. And then when she comes in, that's when we go downstairs. I'll bring my journal with us. And then we might start with story time. If she's super hungry, I'll make her breakfast. Or she might start with creativity while I finish up my journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And then at breakfast, you know, they're eating. We all eat breakfast together. So,
okay, cool.
And so something I didn't say too is the kids actually have a different acronym. So theirs is slightly different. But for adults, it's SAVERS, but for kids, it's CHARMS. So theirs, it stands for creativity, health, affirmations, reading, meditation, and service. You know, she'll be doing creativity while I'm journaling. And then we all exercise together after breakfast. It might be a dance party in the kitchen. It might be Simon Says. It might be a 7-minute app. It might be Cosmic Kids yoga. It runs the gamut. If it's nice outside, I might just send them outside to exercise and I'll exercise later on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a big swing set in the backyard. They'll go play swings. So like I said, there isn't really a typical morning.
I totally understand. Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of like one of those things where you have a guideline in your head of like, this would be great, but we're flexible. But more often than not, for me, at least, it doesn't go that way. Like my morning is pretty much the same every morning, but once the kids wake up, it just depends. Like sometimes we'll have a morning like that. And other times it's like, well, we kind of need to get homeschooling done because we got to go. So it's just depends. But yeah, I like that you're so flexible. It's inspiring and kind of discouraging at the same time when somebody comes here and they're like, oh, this is exactly what we do.
Give me the formula.
Yeah, it's nice when it just kind of depends. So yeah, it's encouraging.
Yeah, and we're homeschoolers too. So,
oh, cool.
You know, I kind of follow this thing of structure plus flexibility. So, and that's why I think I attach so strongly to the Miracle Morning, because, you know, the SAVERS and the CHARMS, they're just these loose frameworks, but then you get to make it your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love too, like in the Miracle Morning community, how people will totally change it. And when they step outside of the like SAVERS exact thing, like how Elrod even says, like, it's not supposed to be this like terrible, rigid thing that makes your mornings awful. Like, it's supposed to be helpful. And so, like, I remember seeing one woman that said, like, I actually find that I do really well getting some work done in the morning so that I'm not worried about it. And that I used to do that because I had to, but it makes me like not want to wake up. And I love how you say that, like, the way to get up in the morning is to want to do the thing that you're going to get up for and set yourself up for that success. Go to bed thinking like, I'm going to get up at 6 and I'm going to do my meditation, and it really works. And so when I stopped getting stuff done and I let that be on my task list for the day, and I focused on like self-care in the morning and doing the saver stuff, it totally changed. I started to wake up at like 5 and I was totally good and ready, like jump out of bed, ready to go. And that's very unlike me. So I love that you can make it your own. And speaking of that, that was another thing I wanted to cover, because not everybody has read the book, and I'll link to it, so hopefully they will. Mm-hmm. But can you talk to us about people who maybe realize, like, maybe they work and they want to get this stuff done before they go to work, like, and they have to get up really early, and there's right now a night owl. What would you say about getting up early and like how to make that happen for yourself?
Yeah, I would say start small and just, you know, implement. Just wake up 10 minutes earlier tomorrow and implement whichever of the savers, you know, you're most attracted to. Hmm. And start with that one. And then, you know, the next week, wake up 20 minutes earlier and add 2 of them. And I think once people kind of get into the rhythm and start to see some changes in their life, like, wow, meditation is really powerful. I had no idea. Or I actually love journaling and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, and you start to see these little changes in your life, you'll want to do more and you'll want to wake up earlier. And so that's my advice, is just start small and start with the one that you like the most.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially with what we were just talking about with to make you want to get up. Yeah. Okay, so my last question for you is, do you notice anything? And it's hard when it's like, this is all you have, this is all we know. But do you notice anything different about your kids and your family dynamic from having this intentional time in the morning most mornings?
Yeah, the biggest change that I've seen in our household is the conversations that we have in the morning. Because it used to be like, where are your shoes? Why are we so late? Like,
yeah.
You know, hurry up. Mm-hmm. But now it's calm in the morning and the questions are different. It's, hey, what did you do for creativity today? And hey, is that a healthy choice? And you know, what can we affirm in your sister that you see or yourself? And, you know, how can we encourage those behaviors? And, you know, my favorite question is, what did you do for service today?
So what does that look like? What is the service? Is it like another person?
Basically, so we wanted to instill in our kids that, you know, it's not all about you. We're kind of here on this earth to help other people. Mm. So we built that into their miracle morning. And, you know, a lot of times it looks like chores, but in our family, we've reworded it to call them family contributions, which I think Amy McCready first coined that term or something. But
yeah, I love that.
Love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it is. It's like, how can you contribute to the family today? And then, hey, let's look outside of our house. How can you contribute at your homeschool program today? How can you contribute to the community? You know, wherever you're going, how can you be of service there? And it mm-hmm. just kind of gets their wheels turning and be like, oh, right, it's not all about me. And
yeah, I really like that, because it's so easy. It's just so easy for us as adults to do that and get caught up in our own calendar and to-do list. And you know, you have like your boundaries and you protect your time and you're, you know, in your own stuff, and it's easy to get sucked up in just that and forget we're here to serve and we're here to help and be a light and lend a hand when it's needed. And it's hard. So and I see it in my kids, because kids just naturally are self-centered. That's how we are. And so you have to kind of like, okay, I see that you're very concerned about your horse lesson this week and as you're planning your whole week around it, but we have other things going on. There's other people in the house. So it's funny to see that and not punish it, but just how can I redirect it? How can I show you there's other things too? Like, let's be servants in this life. I love that. I think, again, like, it's, I think for me, the miracle morning stuff and the charms, I love that whole idea. I think it's about taking these big things that we want to end up being when all is said and done and breaking them down into tiny bite-sized pieces that happen every single day. which is how you end up with this life aligned with your intent, instead of saying, oh, when I'm 80, I want to have a close relationship with my kids. I still want to be married to my husband. I want, you know, all these big goals, but we do nothing towards them.
Yep.
So yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for spending time talking with us about this. I am sure that this episode is going to bring a lot of questions, more questions about morning stuff. So I will send everybody to your book. We'll link to it in the show notes. And do you have anywhere that you want to send people to find more about you or social media or anything?
Yeah, I have a Facebook group. It's the same name as the book, The Miracle Morning for Parents and Families. I'm literally in there every single day. So it's probably the best place to find me.
Yeah, great. Okay, we'll link to that too. Yeah.
We have a website too called gratefulparent.com. Okay. And there's a bunch of resources on there, like books that we love, coaches we've worked with in the past.
Okay.
Our friends.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I love that. People like to just kind of like, you were really inspiring and it was really helpful and tactical advice. So people like that and they're going to want to find more about you. So thank you so much. This was great. We'll link to everything in show notes for you guys. Thank you, Lindsay, so much for your time. And we will talk to you maybe again someday.
Awesome.
This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding The Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.